This week in the Missouri Senate, we review one of the more intricate laws to take effect this year.
Right now, without Wayfair, we have an incentive for people to make purchases from non-Missouri businesses.
Obviously, the windfall is a good thing for local municipalities.
Senate Bills 153 and 97 are the result of several years' worth of work following what has become known as Wayfair, a U.S. Supreme Court decision from 2018 that is the result of the case South Dakota versus Wayfair Incorporated. This decision affects local versus online sales. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester sponsored Senate Bill 153 this year. He says before this new law started to take effect, Missouri has been losing revenue.
So just from a tax standpoint, that's one of the worst things you can have in a tax code. And so we have a personal income tax cut, 0.3. We have triggers, so it's very measured. Revenues have to go up for it to get triggered. The way our income tax brackets work, almost everybody pays the rate. So if you pay into the income tax, if you make money, then you're going to get the cut.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says he believes this will be helpful for many aspects of what the state does.
I think all in all, if you put into the fact that we're going to have good roads and bridges and a good effort towards that, that's a huge win in general. When you couple Wayfair with the local municipalities are going to get the windfall from that, as well as the competition from Main Street and online sales. Obviously, the windfall is a good thing for local municipalities.
Senator Koenig adds part of getting to this stage included making changes to the Missouri House of Representatives version of this legislation and then getting the House to agree on a final Missouri Senate version.
One of the provisions they have in there is with the use tax is they stack it so that way every city would have to go back and vote on it again, even if they already have a use tax. And mechanically, I just don't know how you do that. How do you separate use tax that's being collected today and use tax that's going to be collected under the bill? I just don't know how you do that. I don't know how you define it.
Senator Rizzo says overall, he believes this new law will help increase competition.
But the most important thing is the pricing. What's the joke? The Best Buy is like a showroom for Amazon, where you go in there and you look at the device in person, then you go home and buy it online because some places you don't have to pay the sales tax. Obviously, Amazon's already been doing it, but the competition, the competitive factor of brick and mortar stores, mom and pop stores versus online, that gap will get closer.
Not all of Senate Bills 153 and 97 took effect on August 28th. For instance, portions of this new law relating to the deduction of federal income taxes paid became law when the governor signed this legislation on June 30th. Those pieces of the law relating to sales tax administration, use taxes, and income taxes will take effect on January 1st, 2023. The parts of the law modifying definitions relating to video service provider fees will become effective on August 28th, 2023. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.